First, entertainer Kanye West announced on Twitter last month that he would run for president of the United States. Getting on November's ballot, however, takes more than a tweet. Specifically in Wisconsin, it takes at least 2,000 signatures and 10 pledged electors, and that varies from state to state. Yesterday, Kanye West's election paperwork was filed by a longtime Wisconsin Republican staffer and lawyer for President Trump's campaign. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. He's been following the story. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Well, petitions were filed, signatures were turned in. Does that mean, though, at this point that Kanye West will for sure be on our presidential ballot?
It does not mean that for sure, no. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen with these signatures. But, you know, that's the first step of the process, is that somebody physically drops off these signatures to the headquarters of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They're supposed to have 2,000 valid signatures of Wisconsin electors. They have about a month to collect those from between July 1st and August 4th. And they have a 5 p.m. firm deadline on that final day that could prove to be important in this case, where they have to turn those in. So I guess the open questions we have now are, did they hit that 2,000 mark when, you know, you have signatures challenged, contested, which is a very real possibility? And did they hit that time deadline?
We'll get into the time drama in a minute. Let's talk about what we know about who was involved in this effort to get Kanye West on the ballot. What kind of names are we seeing here?
So one person that, you know, we know about because she dropped off the signatures is Lane Ruland, and she has extensive background in Wisconsin Republican politics. She is an attorney with election law expertise. So, you know, she has worked for as a campaign treasurer for a lot of people. For example, she was recently the campaign treasurer for former Republican Governor Scott Walker. She was a deputy chief of staff for former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel. She's been a lawyer for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. She's been a lawyer for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group, a big supporter of Republican campaigns. And importantly, she is currently representing Donald Trump's presidential campaign in a lawsuit against a Northwoods TV station for running an ad produced by a liberal advocacy group. So that's a case that's ongoing, where she is representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin. And in this case, she was working on behalf of Kanye West's campaign to drop off these signatures.
In addition to the signatures, I mentioned you need to have electors, the people who would go to the Electoral Congress and vote for you should you win. What do we know about the 10 pledged Kanye West electors?
Yeah, a lot of this was first reported by the Journal Sentinel on Tuesday. And what we know is that several of these people have Republican ties. So, for example, J.M. McCoy of Wauwatosa is one of the electors. There is a J.M. McCoy from Wauwatosa who's a national committeeman for the Wisconsin Young Republicans. There is a James Smith of Stoddard, who has the same phone number and previous address as somebody who is with the La Crosse Republican Party. Virginia Pratt of Milwaukee, once considered running for state senate as a Republican. Fred Krumberger of Suamico has donated to the Republican Party. And Tanner Hiller is an Iron County supervisor who tweets in support of Trump and Republicans. So you see a pattern emerging here.
Talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about Kanye West's efforts to get on the Wisconsin presidential ballot. Sean, what's the thinking on why there's been this groundswell of support among Republicans in Wisconsin for Kanye West's presidential campaign?
Well, I mean, you could actually just look at an interview that West did with Forbes magazine in early July. This was pretty soon after he announced that he was running for president on Twitter, where he talked kind of openly about, you know, I mean, he talks about his own desire to be president, but he is pretty open about the possibility that his candidacy could pull black voters away from Democrat Joe Biden. He's fine with that. You know, he's not a supporter of Biden. He has been a supporter of President Donald Trump. He says he's not supporting him right now. He's running for president for himself, but there are pictures all over the place, video all over the place of Kanye West wearing a Make America Great Again cap, meeting with the president, and, you know, just very recently saying that he supported President Trump.
And we've seen a lot of very close elections. It's almost a cliche now, Sean, here in Wisconsin. A candidate wouldn't have to pull a lot of votes from another candidate to potentially make a difference, right?
Now, I mean, you could diagnose some of the close elections we've had as in any number of ways, right? When a race is decided by fewer than 23,000 votes, as Wisconsin's 2016 presidential race was decided by President Trump, won by fewer than 23,000. There are any number of factors you could point to and say, aha, that was the difference. But you should look also at the third party candidates who ran in that contest. I mean, you had, for example, Jill Stein, the Wisconsin Green Party candidate, received 31,000 votes in that race. That's more than Donald Trump's winning margin. You had the Libertarian candidate in that race received 106,000 votes. These are factors when the race is as close as it was in Wisconsin in 2016, or, you know, go back to 2004 or 2000 when we had especially close presidential campaigns. It does happen in Wisconsin that we have races that are that close. Polling right now suggests that that's not the state of the current race with Joe Biden out to more of a lead, but that is polling. And, you know, we have very recent elections where we've been extremely close.
Now let's get to that. We talked about a TikTok drama about the social media app. There was a TikTok drama on the clock yesterday, Sean. What's going on? Or on Tuesday, I should say.
Yeah. So you have to turn in these signatures by 5 p.m. And I mean, there have been days on this deadline when I was not there when Kanye West signatures were turned in at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But there have been times when I have been there, and it's full of reporters. It's full of political operatives, everybody kind of watching the clock, because often you'll have some last day drama or last minute drama on will somebody or won't somebody run for an office. And you want to be there to see for yourself if they file. In this case, there was a reporter, Matt Smith of WISN TV in Milwaukee, was outside of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and took video of Lane Ruland as she was bringing those signatures to the door. So everybody's looking at Matt Smith's tweets about this event. And, you know, he tweeted that this happened just after 5 p.m., you know, and it could have been 5 o'clock and a few seconds. But, you know, based upon, I think, my experience or anybody else's experience who's been at the Elections Commission, when that 5 o'clock hour hits, they treat it as a firm deadline. And so that could be, you know, maybe the only factor we need to look at if, in fact, the Elections Commission decides that, yes, that the signatures were turned in after five. But as of right now, we don't have an official word from the Elections Commission that that's how they're viewing this.
In our last minute, Sean, who decides, when do they decide something like this?
So you have a 4:30 p.m. deadline tomorrow for somebody to challenge this petition. And then you have a 4:30 p.m. deadline Monday for a campaign to respond. The Elections Commission has already kind of just done a cursory review, found about 2,400 signatures on the Kanye West petition. But ultimately, once staff goes through it, staff will make a recommendation, and it's ultimately up to the 6-member Elections Commission to decide whether or not a candidate gets on the ballot. That commission is split evenly between Republicans and Democrats and can make some pretty interesting political drama.
Lot to watch. Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date today.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to share how a Republican Wisconsin lawyer helped Kanye West file to get on the state's ballot for president in November. Keep watching for the latest news on that as the deadlines and meetings go past. You can do that at WPR.org/news, or you can follow the Ideas Network Facebook page for pretty regular updates.